The NHL, when we look ahead to the summer, because we're all wrapped up in the Stanley Cup final, which is great for the league because Gary Bettman, you know, is sitting at the NHL offices petting a hairless cat in front of a roaring fire, getting doing a snifter of branding going, Vegas, Washington, finally, a ratings bonanza instead of Tampa Bay. There's a lot of stories heading into the summer where some guys are going to go. Namely, I think is Eric Carl, well, John Tavares being an unrestricted free agent is the biggest story of the summer. But I think the most intriguing is Erik Karlsson going to get traded, which I think he is, although he took the puck at the last home game. He was just like, no,
I didn't think anyone would notice.
No, nobody noticed. What is the more intriguing story to you guys, John Tavares or Erik Karlsson's destination potential?
I guess I would say Karlsson because there would be two sides of that coin, i.e. it would also be like, what does Ottawa get back? You know, you'd have to give up a boatload to get Erik Karlsson. I mean, I'll be riveted to the opening minutes of free agency, assuming Tavares actually gets there. And I mean, he has the potential to completely alter the trajectory of whatever franchise he lands with. He is just that good. But Karlsson, I'd be more interested simply because it's a deal. They got to make a deal, and two teams are going to be, severely. I mean, the Islanders are going to be impacted, but it's just because there's going to be a big hole right up the middle. But I'd be very curious to see what Ottawa could get back for Karlsson, and obviously to see where he lands. God, we might be talking about Vegas again. Who knows? They're well positioned land a player like that, and apparently tried at the deadline.
I was just going to say it'd be really cool if both of them landed in Vegas.
Could you imagine?
Well, I'm just looking there. But if they have $24 million in cap space next year,
if I'm the Golden Knights and I win the Stanley Cup this year, I'm not touching that roster. I got to ride with what I got.
Well, I'm not trading them, but if they're thinking about a center.
What about all those picks we talked about? Like, what if they're like, you know what? We already have a good little cupboard here.
Mm-hmm. Here's all our picks.
Here's three picks. Yes. Let's throw Karlsson on the back end.
Because if there's no way the Ottawa Senators.
Can you imagine adding Karlsson to that, the speed on that team already? Oh my God, it would fit in like a glove.
It would be ridiculous. Yeah. But when you talk about Erik Karlsson, when we talked about John Carlson's type of money, if Erik Karlsson, because I think if a team is going to give up all those assets, they're going to want to re-sign Erik Karlsson to a long-term deal. But why would Erik Karlsson do that when he has a chance to test the waters and go wherever he desires instead of going to a potential destination that he might not be interested in going there? Maybe he's a one-year rental. Is that going to impact the amount of prospects or the amount of picks you have to give up to acquire Erik Karlsson? Because if I'm a team vying for the Stanley Cup, I need assurances that you're going to stay with me long-term because I got to give up a boatload just to get you.
I think there's trade and sign potential. I mean, this is such a complex thing that obviously all parties are going to sit down and have an open dialogue at some point. And I think if Karlsson, if there's a handful of teams out there that he would already say, I would be happy to commit to that team for 8 years beyond this summer, then, I mean, it obviously behooves Ottawa for that to happen because then that team is going to be inclined to give up more. So I don't know for sure that it will be a trade where it's just for the 1 year and see what happens. I do kind of wonder if it'll either be explicit, like then he's going to sign, or it'll be understood. Chances are he's getting dealt to a place where, I mean, the reality is the reason we start rubbing our hands together when Tavares or Karlsson almost make it to free agency, we're almost there, is because it never happens, because these guys do tend to sign, opt for the security of the 8 year deal. So Karlsson said or echoed Drew Doughty's statement, I'm getting my money. Well, as long as the team that acquires him is willing to give him that money, I wouldn't be shocked to see him sign an extension this summer.
Well, there's another fascinating name. Drew Doughty is an unrestricted free agent after next season, and he's a guy that I just can't see him leaving the Los Angeles Kings. I don't know why. I think he's going to re-sign there, and I'm going to stay long-term. And I think people here in this city want that whole, oh, maybe Drew Doughty, because we know the comments he made. They're a young team, but they need defense. Oh, and maybe he could be the guy. And if you're the Maple Leafs, you know, would you be willing to sacrifice a guy like a William Nylander to send to the Kings to acquire a piece like Drew Doughty, and then you have to sign him to a monster extension? Because we know Drew Doughty's a guy, top three defenseman in all of the NHL, he has to be, right? But the only problem with Drew Doughty is the dude's had a ton of miles on him as well. He obviously, his play hasn't dipped. He was tremendous. He was great in that series against the Vegas Golden Knights. The suspension was totally not really a suspension, in my opinion, but fine. If you're the Leafs, would you part for a William Nylander with 1 year of hoping to re-sign Drew Doughty to a long-term extension?
I don't think Drew Doughty's going anywhere.
But I don't think so either.
But I would definitely trade a lot of things to get Drew Doughty on the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think Drew Doughty is as good as it gets in the NHL. He's the exact type of guy you need. I mean, you look at his put aside everything in terms of how good of a hockey player is. I just love how intense. Yeah, all those clips of him in the penalty box.
He checks every box.
There's a guy that
he's won. He's got the intangibles.
It's not like he's just been on teams that have won. He is the reason, one of the big reasons they do win.
Right.
He's an instant franchise changer in terms of having a puck moving defenseman, a guy who does it all for you. And I'd be obviously willing to part with pretty much, there's a lot of untouchables on the Leafs, but not when it comes to Drew Doughty. He's one of the best defensemen in the league. But I have a tough time picturing him leaving there too. He's come up there. He's just I would really be surprised if he left.
But is it smart in today's cap era to pay a defenseman north of $10 million? Because if Erik Karlsson and Drew Doughty hit the open market, that's what those guys are going to be commanding. They look at the PK Subban contract as the blueprint of making a ton of money. Because I love PK Subban. The Habs never should have traded him. That's a story for another day. But $9 million for PK Subban, with all the respect to PK, he's not at the level Karlsson and Drew Doughty are.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think it's pretty close.
You
guys think so, though?
Yes,
because I think
really
there's a tier. He's one tier below those guys.
Erik Karlsson or John Karlsson? Sorry, we're getting our Karlsson.
Erik Karlsson.
I think he's in the top tier. He's absolutely, on any given day, you could order it this way or that way, but I think he's absolutely in that level.
But let me ask you guys this question. Who would you rather have? You guys would not take PK over those guys.
If I was ranking it, I'd probably go Doughty,
Subban, Karlsson.
Subban's Karlsson, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is tough.
I love PK, man. PK is an unbelievable
player. Is, but again, he plays in a system with a lot of blue liners who are terrific as well, and that has something to do with it. Of course it does.
Yeah, but he's part of the reason. He's part of the reason they're so good.
But Erik Karlsson, aside from injury this season, he was the reason why the Senators were a goal away from getting to the Stanley Cup final last year.
Erik Karlsson is just kind of an entity unto himself. I guess you could throw Burns in there as well. But when I watch Karlsson play, I just think he's kind of a singular force
in
the NHL.
Almost.
Yeah. I mean that in 90% good and maybe 10% bad. I do think there are GMs who will just never mentally get over the fact that, sometimes he's derelict in his defensive duties. I get if he is whizzing up the ice, your team has the puck and you're not defending. I understand that. But there are inevitably going to be a lot of times when you are in your own zone. And ideally, it's good to have a guy who's, a little better at getting the puck back or is a little better at being perfectly positioned. Any one of those three guys would help a team a lot. Doughty is across the board, he checks more boxes, right? There's no questions about, he doesn't put up the offensive numbers of those guys. And they're actually getting better as time goes on. And the Kings obviously play different than they used to. But if I was the Leafs there's three, those guys are all right shot defensemen, PK, Erik Karlsson, and Doughty. I would want Doughty.
Agreed. Another name that interests me, I'm just looking at the list here, is where Ilya Kovalchuk ends up. He wants to come back.
I think, honestly, when I watched him at the Olympics against subpar competition, he looks done to me.
I don't know.
I don't think he's fast enough in today's NHL.
But I think if you put him on the wing with somebody who's going to put the puck on his stick, that guy's still going to score 25, 30 goals.
There's
in the NHL.
nudge, wink, wink deal with the Rangers already, right? That we think is already kind of going to happen.
What about the Devils after all this? They're so much better than people thought, and they can kind of use a guy on the second line.
He's sure in Taylor Hall, too. Real quick, we got to run. The 93 Montreal Canadiens, you've done a lot of work on this. Sportsnet doing a special, 7 o'clock Eastern on Monday as well. What's your part in all this? Because it's a fascinating look back, which is 20 plus years.
Massive oral history on sportsnet.ca tomorrow on the championship. As you mentioned, the TV special 24 Together will run on Monday, and then a special 1 hour podcast on the taped tape feed coming probably late next week. That will kind of be my experience watching that team win as a 13-year-old.